We cannot take the shroud off of 4 because the Earth is too bright and it's impacting Ike's peripheral vision. And then I can get a grazing glimpse out the docking hatch window. I can see Oriental south down to the South Pole. And the primary thing that I see from Oriental right now is the just long trenches that come out. And, you know, when you come out the north side of Oriental, the ejecta kind of boulders across the northern half of the far side. But coming out the southern half of Oriental, I just see those large, here they look like gorges. They're almost like rain when it comes down the Grand Canyon and fingers off into the desert is kind of what it looks like. Also, Burgess Alpha is extremely bright. It's the brightest thing that I can see. Even brighter now than Aristarchus, which is heading off to the Terminator. It's almost impossible now to see Aristarchus, the thing that Jeremy and I look so much at. I can just barely see the crater rays from Ohm, and I would say for Albedo right now, I would go back to Grimaldi is still extremely dark, especially in that southwest corner, and there are parts of Oriental and the outer ring of Oriental that reach that same level of darkness, especially the rings of Oriental reach the same level of darkness as Grimaldi. And then south of Grimaldi, Jeremy and I were noting a few other just really dark areas of cratering, Mare there, and those have that same darker albedo, but Burgess Alpha is the brightest, and Grimaldi is the darkest.
Integrity Science, that was a great description. Thank you, and thanks for the docking window geometry to give us that description. Any comments before you go on the annular ring in Oriental?